12:15 now. 0645-101-101. Please remember, the opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily the views of Virgin 12:15.
So, I made it through to the end of the week. This is almost like a miracle happening right now. 0645-101-101, Town Called Malice by Jam, first in this hour. And, oh, God, are we talking about UFOs already? Norwich?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we are again. I saw two UFOs in the sky tonight.
Yeah.
And, I just thought I'd like to let as many people know as possible.
Right.
And also to say, I don't know, it's going to sound odd, but I've got a strange feeling.
Nothing that you have said so far sounds odd. Why should anything subsequently?
Oh, well, that's good then. If people have a look out of their skies between about...
A look out of their skies?
At their skies.
I think you're out of your sky.
No, I'm not, actually. Between, I don't know, about 7:30, 7:45 tomorrow night and about 8:15, they might appear again.
Oh, really? What, is there like a timetable for these things now?
No, it's just a feeling. If you ever go on gut reactions yourself, I could end up looking like a complete prat.
I think so.
But then again, you never know, do you? It would be interesting.
No question about that.
It would keep
my interest for about 2-3 seconds.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought you might be interested in things like that because a lot of...
What are you talking about? If we look at the sky between when?
About 7:30, 7:45 tomorrow night.
Then they're gonna come then?
I don't know. I would just be interested to see.
Now, what makes you say that, apart from the fact that you're out of your mind?
I'm not out of my mind, but I can understand why you think I might be. It's just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know whether you go by gut feelings, but I've always found...
Yeah, I usually take a chalky white tablet for them. It clears it up straight away.
Chalk, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. But anyway, you know, I just thought I'd say that and also plug a good record, if I may.
No, you may not.
No, okay, I won't do then.
Finish this well-known sentence. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Maidstone.
Yes, it's Andrew.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm flying off about a party that I went to tonight.
Yeah? Wait a minute, you went to a party tonight? It's like 11:05.
I know, well, you got kicked out about 10:20.
Why is that?
Well, you see, the kid's mum, like, came in and someone nicked her a bottle of vodka. And so, like, then she, like, get really aggro about it. And then she, found out that her little son, someone had picked up his pumpkin and dropped it somewhere.
His pumpkin?
Yeah, and for that we all got kicked out.
His pumpkin?
Yeah, he grows pumpkins.
He grows pumpkins, yeah. What, like as a hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all got kicked out for it.
Great. Well, I think you were there too early anyway. Well, what time did you arrive?
About 6:30, actually.
6:30?
Actually, there's still one girl there, still throwing up.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds like an excellent party.
It was.
They arrived at 6:30, there's a girl throwing up and they got kicked out. All of that happens before 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Oh, right. Would you like to phone her up?
Oh, do you really think that I should?
Yeah.
You people are just so desperate to get me into trouble, aren't you? All right, well, let me take you off the air and play some nice music for the ladies and gentlemen while I get this number. All right, what's the number? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, who is this?
You want to speak to Linda. She's a mother.
She's the mother.
Yeah.
And she's really upset, right?
Yeah. And the kid's party, who it was, is called Gary.
Now, how old is Gary, as I know?
How old is Gary? He was 14 today, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. What can I say? You've been an inspiration to me.
Thanks a lot.
I probably won't be back on Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0645-101-101. What a tremendous job they're doing on the mythical Fleet Street now. Did you see the papers today? You know, Princess Di went freeloading at some movie premiere last night. In fact, it was... Oh, no, wait a second. Yeah, it was Harrison Ford's new film, The Fugitive, which is a great film. And until True Romance comes out, it is definitely the film to see. And in, and so here's the picture of Princess Di looking as though she hasn't eaten anything in about 6 months, or at least anything that she's kept down. Meeting Clint Eastwood. And the headline in the Daily Mail, Making One's Day. Headline in the Mirror, Clint makes Di's day. Daily Express, go ahead, make my Di. The Sun, go ahead, hunk, make my Di. And Today, make my Di. They think as one, don't they? If they put their heads together, they would, they'd be dangerous. Crawley.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, this is, I'd just like to say that the Pope has, like, been in the papers today about his stance on contraception, etc.
Yeah, His Holiness the Pope, yeah.
That's the man indeed. And I just think he's been totally stupid about it.
Oh, do you really think so?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a person's right to practice.
Didn't you hear my show last night?
I was actually working last night.
Don't miss a second of this show, sir, because you just never know what you're going to miss. I dug a large hole for the Pope and I buried him in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's that thing on the radio, on the TV yesterday about the Bishop of the South of England or something. He was ripping holes in his theories and stuff about it.
What is that noise?
That's the door.
What is the police, like, banging the door down just as
no,
I speak?
No. It's just, friends of the house.
Okay, well, would you do me a favour?
I will do you a favour.
Would you tell them to shut up?
Shut up.
Thanks very much. No, I dug a hole for the Pope last night. I don't want to talk about him again tonight.
Really?
Do I?
Well, I'd also like to say, I was listening to your show on Monday.
Yeah?
And there was a guy who rang up who was a total nutter, who was from my area. And I'd like to apologise for all the people in my area for that person's outburst.
Okay, well, I accept your apology, but don't you ever do it again.
It wasn't me.
Thanks a lot.
Brilliant.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 0645-101-101. Now, do you really think that I should call this woman up, whose son has trashed the place and nicked her vodka and there's, like, people throwing up and everything? Before 11, I wouldn't even think about getting to a party before 11, but it was on and gone. Everything was over and done with, and they had just about got ready to call the French polisher, and now, how upset on a scale of 1 to 10 do you think she'd be if I called her up and put her on national radio and quizzed her about it? All right. Hang on. Good stuff. The album is called Whatever. And the track I Should Have Known, that's Amy Mann. Nick Abbott on Virgin, 1215, 0645 101101. Oh, damn it, I pressed the wrong button. I wish I knew how to do this. You know, one of these days. Oh, is it still going? Great. Okay, let's see if we can't get...
4-4-7-3-1.
Hello, is Linda there, please?
Yeah, hang on, I just can't get her.
Great. I bet she's still screaming at him right now.
Hello?
Hello, is this Linda?
Yes.
This is Nick Abbott from Virgin 1215, and you're on the air right now. I'm calling up to congratulate your son, Gary, on his birthday.
You are?
Yeah.
Good grief. Yes. Do you want to speak to him?
No, I'd like to speak to you, actually.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you might have the opportunity to win a carpet cleaning service, because it sounds like you need it.
So true.
Did you come home and he had a party without consulting you?
No, we knew it was happening.
But did you know the full extent of what was going on?
No.
So, you came back in the door.
Mm.
And what did you see?
An awful lot of people.
Doing what?
Whatever young people do these days.
Really?
Mm.
Like what? Somebody told me that someone had nicked your vodkas. Really?
Yes.
Now, he's 14...
Who is? My son is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's busy nicking your vodka.
No, he's not. Good night.
Ah! It's happened to me again, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody hates me. Good night? I thought we were getting along so well as well. Shall I call her back? No! Wolverhampton.
Hello.
I can't believe... I thought we were getting on just fine, didn't you?
Well, so did I, really.
Because she seemed like such a nice lady, and then she was just, like, busy hanging up on me.
Your phone calls out haven't been going too well, right?
They really haven't. Maybe I just, like, knocked the whole lot on the head.
I mean, I was almost expected to hear Paul Ross or somebody on tonight, after last night.
Why? What did I do last night?
Well, you know, phoned out again. Radio stations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a bit, I don't think I'll be phoning any more radio stations.
Really?
Well... You think I should?
I mean, you was really calm on Monday and Tuesday, and then after your warning, you know, and then...
No, wrong. Calm on Monday, are you serious?
Well, calmer, the short say.
I don't think I was. I think I came storming back. Tuesday was a bit dull, but Monday was full on, I thought. No, you just expected me to be calmer, and,
So, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway... The other day you were talking about the right to silence and all that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And the police and all that.
Why is there an echo on this line?
It's a cheap, crappy...
Right.
Payphone, what's it called? Radio phone thing.
So,
anyway. The right to silence. You said that the police said that they could use the right to silence in the court. I mean, they prove it...
No, somebody else said that if you insist on being silent, then it's like an admission of guilt, and they can use it in court. It's absolute rubbish.
Well, like, there's nothing to stop the prosecution or the judge actually saying that you didn't use your right to silence, that you used your right to silence, but they can't infer it as a sign of guilt.
No, because it's not.
Well, no, but I mean, there's nothing to stop them mentioning it and letting the jury drawing their own conclusions.
How can you draw any conclusions from...
I'm not saying you can't, but I mean, they've only got to mention it. And a lot of people will draw their own conclusions, don't they? They'll think, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Use it as a tactic to influence the jury.
It just, in other words, you're saying that it just makes you sound like you're guilty.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, protecting your own best interests.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean...
Why? Do you have, like, personal experience?
Well, I'm studying law a bit, you know. Well, I'll start my course on Monday, see, but I've done a foundation course last year.
Oh, so obviously your word is...
I did a project on police rights and things, so...
Oh, say no more.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Okay, well, thanks, I think.
You think?
Well, have we cleared anything up yet?
Well, I'm not sure.
Not really.
Well, no. This is your show.
Yes. It's been taken away from me, and people are telling me what to do at every turn, and I think I'm going to put my foot down.
Put your foot down?
Yeah, I'm going to squeam and squeam and squeam till I'm thick.
Well...
And that's just for starters. I should have gone to that party and done it.
Well, don't go too mad, because otherwise we'll lose you, won't we?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about you.
Yeah, exactly. You could care less about me.
I'm just worried about my entertainment.
Am I here to amuse you?
Yes.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
London.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great.
Oh, God, he was a boring character, wasn't he? Really? So, what's the story? What do you reckon? Because I'm just sitting here on a Friday night feeling quite deprived. It's like 11:30 and I had nowhere to go and no one to go with. And just feeling that I should have been in New York, really.
You think that you should have been in New York?
Well, it would have been awfully nice, wouldn't it?
Listen... Russ and Jono get to go to Sydney, okay?
I know. Oh, give Jono a big kiss for me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no, I was rapt. I thought it was great.
Mitch gets to go to New York.
Who?
And
oh, well, don't you get... Oh, well.
And I get to go to hell.
No, well, I don't get to go anywhere either, so...
Well, it sounds like you've come a long way already.
Oh, well, you know. I meant now, right at this very moment.
The night is young. It's the start of the weekend.
Yes.
Don't be so defeatist.
No, it's terrible, isn't it? Oh, well.
Get your dancing slacks on and just get out there.
Yes, yes, I think I should. But, you know...
But sod it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What is this show about so far? Absolutely nothing whatsoever. 0645, so no change there, right? 101-101. yes. Pat Benatar. Was there like a long pause there? I was listening on the wrong thing. Never mind. 0645-101-101. Pat Benatar and We Belong. As Abbott desperately tries to get his act together and goes immediately to Edinburgh.
Hello, this is Edinburgh. It's Jimmy here. Hello, Nick. How you doing? Good show.
Thank you.
It's a great show, but can I just share a wee prophecy with you, Nick?
Uh-huh.
It's a Cree-Indian prophecy. And can I read it out to you?
Is it long?
Very quick.
Okay.
Only after the last tree has been cut down, only after the last river has been poisoned, only after the last fish has been caught, only then will you find that money cannot be eaten.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You know, and it's a kind of a prophecy. You know, we're running around in the world and people are all concerned with material values. And you notice, I know this is quite a serious conversation, but you know, you see the differences between the people that are homeless and on the street, and you see people, these rock stars making their millions and their footballers. And what does it all matter if we're mucking up the earth? And yet, the Indians were people of wisdom and insight. And people aren't, you know, we should maybe listen to them a wee bit. Maybe we should start listening to the native peoples a wee bit more. You know, with their kind of wisdom. And if you could put that over the airwaves, if maybe can people could give their viewpoints on that prophecy and what it might mean.
Of course, they've ditched prophecy for profits now. They're heavily into gambling, the American Indians now.
Yeah.
They are getting back for Manhattan.
I mean, they gave us cocaine after we stuffed them, you know. I mean, they got their own back with tobacco, I suppose.
Yeah.
But everybody's going on about flying saucers.
Who? Everybody.
Well, I mean, on your show, they're talking about UFOs and things like this.
No, we had a little rash of it a while ago, and then fortunately it stopped. And then certain individuals just had to bring the subject back up again. And remember that if you look out the night sky at exactly 8:45 tomorrow, or whatever the hell it was she said, they'll be coming in droves, man.
There was actually,
because she's checked the timetable, and that's when they're scheduled.
I think I've got something that could put that in the shade. There's actually an Indian legend that Greenpeace adopted, and it's about the Rainbow Warriors. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but go ahead.
What it is that in the last days of the earth, when everything seems kind of gone and wasted, the spirits of the departed Indian warriors, the custodians of the earth, will come back from the sky, you know? So instead of looking out your window for UFOs, look out your window for rainbow warriors.
So when everybody's gone and wasted, there'll be lights in the sky?
When the world is at its worst, the Rainbow Warriors will return to the earth to renew the earth and take all God's children, all the people back to a safer place and a better planet.
Can't wait.
You know, neither can I. You know, it beats going.
Maybe I'll get a better job on that planet.
Well, that's what I'm hanging out for as well, you know, because I'm in the brew, you know, I mean. But it's all optimistic.
That's what Simon Bates is hoping for, no question about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's all about a time when people will get their comeuppance. People like Mrs. Thatcher and Idi Amin and all these dictators will all get their kind of comeuppance. It's a new time of, I don't know how you could describe it, when a poor man can become a king. And Robert Burns, the Scottish poet, said it's coming yet that man to man the world over shall brothers be, you know.
Okay, well, listen, this has been an excellent call. Thanks very much. What a guy.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to me.
All right, cheers, mate.
Bye.
What a guy that can, like, lump Mrs. Thatcher in with Idi Amin. Excellent. Stanhouse Muir.
Oh, hello, mate.
All right.
I'm just about to commit suicide now. what I wanted to speak to you about is the lack of music on British telly nowadays compared to, like, the European countries.
Don't you think that, like, what he was saying just now about everybody wandering around... What was the phrase that he uses? Wasted and something else?
Oh, looking up to the skies and things like that.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like 4 o'clock kick-out time at any club you'd care to mention?
I wonder why he's unemployed.
So anyway.
The lack of music on the telly compared to the Germans, like, you know.
Compared to the Germans?
Aye, because, well, if you've got satellite and if you ever flick through the German stations, like, very near every station on a Friday night, with, like, a live band playing, like, jazz. And I mean, it's all right here on MTV, but it's for the people that haven't got MTV. like on they've only got like BBC One and another three. I mean, what would you go for Top of the Pops and the chart show? I mean, Top of the Pops plays all that.
Well, Top of the Paps, let's just like draw a veil over that show because that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And the chart show's a good show, but apparently that there isn't much music on TV because it gets stinky ratings.
Well, that's only stinky ratings because they're all over 80.
Who are?
Well, all the folk that get the stinky ratings.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, all the folk that think that it's rotten and all that, all the music on telly.
No, no, no. What I mean is people don't watch it. When I say it gets stinky ratings, I mean that people don't watch.
Ah, well, I don't know why. Probably because it never gets advertised well enough, like unlike some soap operas that you care to see that are on the telly all the time. So people really, when a programme does come on, you hardly anybody knows about it.
Well, you can't argue with numbers, though. I mean, if they put a music programme on and nobody watches it, then, you know, they're into making money in a huge way in television, and so if music doesn't make money, then they're going to, you know, put something else on that does.
Well, if you take, like, MTV's example, or the Germans' example, for example, they have music on all the time.
Well, I have to trust you on that point, because I don't watch any German television. German television is chronic. Well, it is terrible, German television.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I mean, if they haven't got, like, some band you've never heard of in your entire life, they've got, like, the worst soft porn you've ever seen in your life. And after 8, 10 hours of watching it, I am bored stiff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm seeing the sale.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Natural.
Mm-hmm. Maidstone.
Hello.
Yeah.
I was at Gary's party.
Great. Now, was his mother upset with me or what?
Just a bit.
I think so.
She had a bit of an attitude.
I don't think I liked her attitude.
No, I don't think so. She was a bit rude to you.
Well, see, I thought that she was nice, but then all of a sudden she snapped.
She dumped you.
Dumped me.
That was not a nice thing to do.
And it doesn't happen very often that way around on this show, does it?
No, you see, we have the people who nicked the vodka, and I know where they are.
Great. Maybe I should call them up.
No.
I don't think so.
You can't really call them. They're in the middle of a field, getting drunk.
Great. Well, good for them.
Good for them, exactly.
And let's hope that as soon as they finish, they'll call us and tell me how many UFOs they've seen tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
They nicked a bottle of vodka. How big was this bottle?
It was a litre bottle.
And they are what, 14, 15 years old?
No, these ones who nicked it were 16.
Oh, big boys, right?
Oh, yeah. They're the grown-ups.
So they are, well, how many of them are in this field right now?
There's about 4 or 5.
4 or 5, okay. And they're going to share this vodka bottle of vodka, and it's going to be like happy, 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 great fun. And after the bottle's finished, then suddenly
it'll hit.
The vodka will come upon them like a runaway train. It'll smack them right in the back of the head, and they will wish they had never been born.
They'll throw up.
They will throw up.
They'll find a tree somewhere and
bless
it.
They will throw up so hard they'll virtually throw their feet up.
Yeah, their tonsils as well.
And I can't wait for tomorrow, man. That's going to be so good. I had the worst hangover of my life at about the same age when I thought it would be a really smart idea to try to keep up with my uncle, who is a world-class drinker.
He chucks
it away as though he has a barrel for a stomach. And I try to keep up with him. And that's the thing about drinkers. If you do it quickly, then you stop when you can't handle it anymore. And little do you realize that there's in 15 minutes' time, then there's all this other stuff that hasn't got to you yet. Yeah. And then you are in really deep trouble. And you fall off your stool, and it's a little bit funny then, but you wake up the next morning, and the whole world has come to an end.
And suddenly you have someone pounding on your head.
Exactly.
Dancing on your head.
And you can't move, and your breath smells like a badger's bum, and it's just the worst thing in the world.
Definitely.
So maybe they should... See, I'm not on the air tomorrow. See, if I was... Then I'd get their numbers off you and I'd give them a ring and ask them what kind of a day they'd had.
Definitely.
Play Metallica down the phone at them. All right, I've got to go.
Oh, okay.
See ya.
See you later, bye.
0645 101 101. Beatles and Lady Madonna. This is Virgin 1215, I'm Nick Abbott. And the number here, 0645 101 101. People are gradually trickling back in from the pub. And let's see what this bloke wants. Edinburgh.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, you're not a bloke at all.
No, I ain't. I'm a lady.
Well, you're a lady?
You're supposed to be.
Well, excuse me.
Well, excuse me too.
So, what...
Well, what I want you to do for me, Nick, please, if you don't mind. I put my posh voice on now, you see. This is my Friday voice.
This is your Morningside accent.
Exactly. I'm just out of hospital, Nick, you see. And I would like you, please, if you could phone my daughter. I know it's like a dear Deirdre.
Phone your daughter for what reason?
Just to say, Pat was on the phone and Nick's here and you know that you like me and you always listen to me and you put me on to your mum and now your mum's phoned me and she's not nasty and she won't put the phone down, sort of things like that. It's just to sort of cheer me up and, you know, give her a great big surprise that Nick Abbott has actually phoned. Crazy, really?
Are you serious?
I really am.
I'm going to call her for... I'm still not like... I'm trying to get my head around this. You want me to call her for why? Just to surprise her?
Yeah. Just say that Pat phoned.
But does she have any idea who I am?
Of course she does.
She's listening to this right now, right?
No.
How do you know?
Because I've already phoned her a wee while ago and she's having a little drinkies. She's got people in. And it would be... Well, please, Nick.
But what's in it for me? I'm just going to call up and say, hi, your mum just called me.
No, but give her a crack that you usually do. Say, excuse me, are you serious? You know, sort of things like that. You'll think I'm nuts, eh?
A little bit. Yeah. Like, the phrase that comes immediately to mind is, what the hell are you talking about? I don't think I want to get into that.
Oh, please.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's anything to hang it on. I'm just going to call her up and go, hello.
But she'd get the shock of her life, you
well,
know.
Well, she might die on me. Then they'd sack me for good.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Yeah, but you couldn't care one way or the other. See, that's what I like about this audience. Is like, you know, I'm sitting here and like I'm doing my very best for you, but you just don't care.
Of course I do, because I listen to you every night.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think you're brilliant. I think you're the best thing that came out of this earth.
You think I'm the best thing on Virgin 1215 at this moment, yeah?
No, every time. You're the best DJ on radio.
And so if I say no, suddenly you're going to hate me and never listen to me again, right?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, then. No.
Bye.
Okay. Can you believe it? London.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, well, I just recently started listening to your show. And I just wondered...
What are you, like a munchkin or something?
And I just wondered if you could sort of up the tempo a bit, really.
Up the tempo?
Yeah.
Yeah, up your tempo. West Yorkshire.
Hi there.
Hello.
Can you phone a phone box for me with no particular person in it? I mean, what's that woman on?
I have got no idea.
Just a quickie.
Why don't you open a phone book and just pick a number at random
absolutely.
And I'll just, like, call it up.
Absolutely.
Just for fun.
I mean...
Just to surprise them.
Hi or boo. Just a quickie. Regarding fashion.
Yes.
Right, obviously you're a guy at the forefront of fashion.
No question about that.
Absolutely. But, I mean, what's with, like, this 70s revival at the moment? I mean, I've just been down to my local pub, and all the women are there in the, you know, the high heels, like the long collars.
I thought the 70s revival was last month. Is that still going on?
I think it is, yeah. Well, certainly in West Yorkshire it is. Well, anyway.
So what are they wearing, like purple?
A little bit of purple, a little bit of purple, a little bit of, like,
a little
mold,
bit of this and
you know.
A little bit of that, right?
Well, I mean, my question is that how come all the women have picked up on this, but none of the guys? I mean, you don't see any of the guys in, like, the, you know, the high-waisters. Do you remember those?
Oh, please. Let's hope that they never come back.
I mean, can you remember that?
Those three-button high-waisters,
hey,
yeah.
Three buttons? Is that all you had?
Oh.
I was on a six-buttoner.
Oh, really?
You want your six buttons.
Here's a guy bragging about his six
absolutely.
Buttons.
Absolutely. You want to count your buttons. I mean, of all the pockets...
Six buttons? What is that? Like, come up to your armpits?
Oh, no. Those are the 12 buttoners.
And those Oxford bags, the ones that had so much material you could virtually sail a boat, and when you stood in the wind, they were like flapping behind you like flags. Those were the most ridiculous. And you had these platform shoes with different coloured stripes going through them. They were excellent.
And gave way
swiftly to the two-tone wedges, which were about 4 inches high.
You had to have your platforms for the weight to keep you down, you see, when the wind blew.
That's a good point. Yeah, the crepe shoes, and I think crepe was the operative word, yeah.
Absolutely. The pocket down the side? Did you have that at your knee?
Oh, like the army thing?
Absolutely. But what did you put in that pocket?
Nothing.
No, but surely there must be something to put down there.
No, there isn't, and don't call me Shirley. I've been wanting to use that gag for days.
Oh, good. Glad to help you there.
Yeah, thanks for your help.
Absolutely. But what about the wedding photos? Can you imagine getting married in the 70s?
I mean,
how old are you?
True enough, 33.
33. Are you married?
And was I married in the 70s? No, not really. I was still listening to Slade and Gary Glitter.
Well, what about the Sweets?
And I'm listening to them again now.
The Sweets?
Are you ready, John?
Uh-huh. What about the mud dance? Can you still do that?
I can do the mud. I'll do it for you right now.
Go on, then. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right?
No, it was like back, forward.
No, that's your shawaddy waddy and your old shadows dance.
No, that was the mud dance.
The mud dance was the fingers on the belt and then to the left.
No, it was thumbs in the belt.
Two shakes to the left, two shakes to the right.
It was thumbs in the belt and back,
forward, to one side, forward. You've got it all wrong there.
Look, I haven't got it right, mate. I haven't got it wrong, I mean. I've definitely got it right.
I think you'll find you have.
I think you'll find I haven't.
Come on then, do it.
I've just done it.
No, I am not prepared to do it anymore.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. You don't know what you're talking about.
I think you'll find I do.
I think you'll find that if you say, I think you'll find it again, you are disappeared off this show in about 1 second.
I didn't say that.
That shut him up. I knew something had to in the end. Okay, say goodbye.
Cheerio.
Birkenhead.
Hello, Birkenhead.
Yes.
Hello, Birkenhead.
Yes.
Hi, I was just talking about that Eurotrash thing that was just on. The thing with that silly Frenchman that used to do...
Something that you can't quite remember at the moment.
Just turn my radio off. It's getting really weird, this. That's better. I've turned my radio off now.
So there's a program just on called Eurotrash, and I'm supposed to know something about that? I'm working at the moment. What, do you think I'm, like, sitting here watching TV, like Mitch does?
No, I've just turned it off. No, I've just turned the channel off, and I've come to bed, and listening to you.
Yeah, so what was it like?
Well, it was a load of rubbish.
How was it for you?
I mean, Eurotrash, they had some woman on that was talking about...
It was a load of rubbish. It's late night Friday night. What do you expect?
Yeah, but the woman on was talking about, sex and things within Europe and things. And she was saying, oh, well... And she was a porno queen throughout Europe, like Anne Summers. And she was going on about things and saying, oh, well, I think of the Frenchmen, well, they all...
Can you do it without the chronic accent, mate? Because it's too much to bear.
Pardon?
Do it without the accent. It's too much to bear.
Well, she was just saying that various countries throughout the world, you know, and she does her pornographic...
Well, I don't think... did I catch that in time? I think so. I mean, fortunately, he swore because he just sort of lost his mind. But God, was he boring or what? Gee. Let's talk about a TV show that's on at the same time as me. Then I can join in, right? How the hell was I supposed to have watched that? I'm working now. It's not like Jono who comes in and has people preparing food in the corner and he's got the TV on and he's listening to other radio stations and he's like reading books and he's got his feet up and stuff. I'm busy concentrating here. Am I supposed to be watching Channel 4 at the same time? You know what's good, though, is, and started again tonight, is a program called The Look. And I know that you're going to forget about this by the time the next week comes around, but it's a program about the fashion industry. which is very, very good. And I know that the BBC is just absolute chock-a-block full of repeats at the moment, and most of them aren't worth watching, except Absolutely Fabulous. And this now, which is it's one of the best programs I think I've ever seen. It's like a behind-the-scenes look at the fashion industry. It's called The Look, and it's on at 9 o'clock. You're going to have to wait till next Friday to watch it. Nick Abbott, advertising, well, BBC Two for a change. And that is a change. 0645 101 101. Sleep When I'm Dead, like that track a lot. Bon Jovi. All right, now, if this was a professional show, then I would read this before reading it out in the air. So I may have to eventually dump myself, because I've got no idea what this letter contains, but let's just read it out anyway. Why not? Dear Nick, while watching the snooker on TV last night, I was surprised to hear the commentator mention that young Stephen Hendry was going to clear the table. How nice it is to know that despite his rise to stardom and the huge sums of money he already earns, this sensible young man is still prepared to do his share of the routine household chores. He should be an example to us all. Right. This is our same bloke who did the doctor thing last night, which was funny too. A serial surrealist. 0645 101 101, Virgin 1215, Nick Abbott, London.
Hello? Is there anybody out there?
Obviously not. That's good, because I didn't want to speak to them anyway. Reading.
Hello.
God, there's certainly something on this line.
Whoa.
Whoa, yes.
Hello.
Had a good night?
Absolutely marvellous.
I bet it was.
Would you like me to sing you a song?
Well, let me ask you a question, okay?
Okay, go on.
Is there anything after the song? Because I might have to dump you really quickly if you're crap.
Oh, no. But it's an excellent song. You'd never
ever... No, but is there anything that you want to say... Say everything you want to say now and then do the song as your finale.
Well...
The climax to your act.
I just think that everyone he read is completely boring because nobody that I knew wanted to go to a club with me and I had to go home.
Really?
And you.
Why? Why can't you go to a club on your own?
Well, you know, I'm just that kind of woman.
Because you're like...
I'm too shy.
You're wary of, like, gangs of leery lads.
Yeah, and then I got home, right? And you know when you're really hungry and you just need a piece of toast?
Well, you need two pieces of toast because one piece of toast never does it.
Yeah, right. And this guy made me peanut butter on toast and he burnt the toast. And now I'm just, like...
So no sexual favours there then, right?
Absolutely none at all. Not on your Nelly.
Not on his Nelly either, by the sounds of it.
Not on his Nelly. Not on his Nelly. Here, actually, his Nelly. His Nelly is here.
I don't think I want to hear about his Nelly. I don't even know what that means.
No, on his Nelly. Hi there, mate. How are you doing?
Put her back on.
Put her back on. No, she's no use.
I want to hear her sing.
You want to hear her sing? She's got a song about Jesus loving her.
Listen, you are an uninvited guest on this show. Would you get lost, pal?
I didn't mean to be on. She's just coming back. Here she comes. Hi, I'm back.
God. Okay, now, sing away.
Okay. There is a green hill far away without a city wall.
You realise we're going to have to pay for this,
where then? Our dear Lord was crucified, he died to save us all. Two, three, four. He died to save us all. He died to save us all.
Maidstone.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
You sound like the same crowd in the background that last woman had.
Oh, well...
It's kind of close, but not that close, right? Reading and Maidstone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sort of.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, I had a pie earlier on, and I believe you talked to my dearly beloved mother.
Oh, really? Was it you? This is like a soap opera, this show, isn't it? So, what was up with your mother?
Oh, well, she got, like, a bit...
What was it, like, PMT or something?
Well, sort of, because, like... Everything got wrecked.
So what happened? excuse me.
Oh, yeah. The garden was wrecked. The house was wrecked. Everything was drunk. That's about it.
And you're 14?
I'm 14, yeah.
And you go about conducting yourself in this manner?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of a mother is that?
She's a great mother.
Yeah, she'll let you do just about anything you want, right?
Yep.
Can't beat that. No, seriously, it's like, somebody, we've had like four calls from people, you know, various satellites revolving around your party. Apparently there's like a group of about four kids in a field with a bottle of vodka that they nicked from your mother?
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have a hell of a day tomorrow, no question about that.
Yep.
And so, and we had your mother on, and like really briefly before she hung up on me. Like,
yeah.
What did she say afterwards? What was her problem? I thought we were getting on so well.
I don't know. I don't think she quite knows who rang her up, but there you go.
Well, I'd like to make perfectly clear that I did say who I was, and I told her that she was on the air, because that was the serious mistake that I made last time. And, see, if they suspend me for 2 days now, then that'll be Saturday and Sunday, and I'm off anyway. So what kind of a holiday would that be? I mean, what kind of a punishment would that be?
Oh, well...
Not that I enjoyed the 2 days at all.
She thought
that
you
I wasn't
like
working. I'd like to, you know, make that perfectly clear.
Yeah.
It was hell sitting around and doing nothing all day. So anyway... So tell me, it sounds like the party's still going on.
Well, it was like everyone got chucked out and people are waiting to go home and...
And it was like a complete disaster, right?
It was fun until...
And, yeah, while it lasted.
Yeah, it was
so fun. So did you get drunk?
Pardon?
Did you get drunk?
Of course.
Of course you did. 14 years old, drunk.
Yeah.
Your mother left you at home?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
You know that this will be appearing on the front cover of The Sun tomorrow. Another Home Alone case.
She was upstairs.
And you'll be put in care in about 3 minutes. You don't mind that, do you?
Oh, no, not so.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm way past the news now. Look, you're getting me into trouble left, right and center.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so time to go.
All right.
Bye-bye. And remember, before you go to bed, drink like two, three pints of water, because otherwise tomorrow will be a living hell.
I won't go play rugby tomorrow.
I don't think so.
I do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
He has got no idea what he's let himself in for. Okay, oh, something peculiar's happened. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Am I behind or what? I haven't even done an ad break, so let's do that immediately.
Huge.
Phone Virgin 1215 now. 0645-101-101. Please remember, the opinions expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1215.
So that's an all-time record on this show. 5 minutes late for the news. One time when I was working on Radio Luxembourg, in fact, the first show I did, I forgot that it was a commercial station, and I forgot to play the ads for the whole show until I remembered 5 minutes before I was supposed to finish and played all of the ads for the whole 3 hours in the last 5 minutes. Back in the highlight. Wow, what a bunch of drunken reprobates it has been on the phones tonight. It's been incredible. Clint is just about at the end of his tether. And there doesn't appear to be any beers in the building, so we can't, like, catch up. Dreadful. 0645-101-101. London.
Hello, Nick. It's Mike. I'm sorry, I hear I'm dredging up old news, but I just wondered why you got banned for 2 days. I've been away for a week, so I don't know.
Well, it was the audience's fault.
Why? What did they do?
They have been trying to stick it to me for weeks now, and have been spectacularly successful so far.
Well, you let them on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I knew it was your fault. No, what did you do? You must have said something.
No, can you imagine that I would say something controversial enough to get taken off the air?
Never.
Not me.
No.
No. Clean, decent, honest and true at all times.
So it was somebody else's fault. What did they do?
Yeah, that's right. Why didn't I think of that before? It was somebody else's fault. Now, who can I blame?
I don't know.
How about... Clint? Yeah, let's blame Clint. It was his fault. He can play the damn fine.
You got fined as well?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, you let me on, and he said you would do. You didn't mind talking about it.
Well, see, I called up a radio station in London that, it's just terrible. They're going to lose their license shortly. And they're called LBCing you.
Yeah.
And
cruel.
Yeah, but true. And my major mistake was not saying that they were actually on the air, because I forgot. You know, there's just tons of things to remember here, and it's just like one of the things that I forgot, and I was like full on into it, and I hadn't told them that they were actually on the air. And she was so... Because... She actually knew, she recognized, either she recognized my voice or the program that she was, because when you call up a radio station, you don't get right to the host.
No, yeah.
you get through to someone like Clint who screens out the nutters. And she screened me out, no question about that. In the rudest possible way.
I see.
And I paid for it by taking a long weekend, basically.
Seem so bad. That
it was
a bit
great,
harsh.
And did I ever need it? Because I had just come back from holiday, and if there's one thing that you need immediately after a holiday,
it's another holiday,
no question about it.
Oh, all right.
So there it is, in a nutshell.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad at all.
Not at all.
Far worse.
They could have tied me to a bed and all sorts of things.
Oh, good God.
So maybe if I step over the line next time, then that's something to look forward to.
Well, absolutely. If that's all they're going to ban you for, my God, what will they do to you when you really do that?
I can't wait.
Oh, neither can I.
Getting a rise just thinking about it.
All right. Well,
okay, gotta go.
Okay.
Taunton.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Last night you were talking about the Pope.
Yes.
And I thought that, you know, from his point of view, it's very easy to criticise sex when... you've got the sex drive of a ping-pong ball.
Yeah, you know? Easy to tell people not to do any when you haven't actually had any.
Yeah, and the second thing, how can you have respect for a bloke when the first time you meet him, you've got to kiss his ring?
I don't think... What a picture that is! Kiss the Pope's ring?
Well, you've got to, haven't you? Because he wears this ring all the time. When you meet him, you've got to...
Oh, the ring on his finger!
Absolutely,
I see what
yeah.
you mean. Right. Yes, well, they're very hot on that, kissing rings in the Roman Catholic. That's what they say in the choir.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be a vicar.
Everyone wants to have a... Yeah, let's not go into that.
No, exactly. Not go into the vicar.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's all I have to say, really.
Thank goodness.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
It is a funny night tonight, isn't it, Darby?
Hello.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about why the British so reserved... I mean, you know, if you go to the toilet, you go in at one end, if somebody else comes in, they will automatically go right to the other end of the room to try and get away from you.
Well, what would you rather they do, like climb on your shoulders?
No, but you know what I mean. Say, same thing with a bus. I mean, if you see a guy walking down the street with a really bad toupee, nobody tells him he's got a really bad toupee. And I think this is all linked into with this censorship thing with, like, America and the Dutch... I mean, really, anything goes. But if you're British and you're talking to somebody, you've got to be so careful what you say. Do you know what I mean?
No, I really don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. You seem to be, like, skipping around, like,
Well, what about these sad post-war movies, then?
You know, see, you need a roadmap to figure out your mind. First we had, like, toilets,
it's,
and then it was wigs and buses and censorship,
it's
and
all,
now...
It's all to do with...
And what are you talking about now?